Hey, you're up early.
It's Monday.
Monday.
Back to work. Back to work. Everybody. Work, 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 work.
Be extremely careful what you say.
She's in a mood.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Caffeine's a mood boost.
Good mood, bad mood.
I got the morning, everybody.
Why are you in such an obnoxiously good mood?
Coffee.
A great mood.
Cup of Joe.
What's up, dude?
Hold your ears, folks.
Here I go!
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The Lauren Wally Morning Show is on the air here. What a weekend, everybody. It was a great weekend.
It was hot. Air conditions are in. I'm very excited.
Hank, air conditioner's up and running.
Another one put in. My wife decided she didn't want one this summer downstairs. There's one in now.
Change your mind, huh?
Yeah.
Brian, air conditioner's up and running?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All you have to do is flip a switch, right, Lauren?
Yeah.
What's that like?
We lug them up to the windows.
Great. Pool parties.
I went to a pool party not expecting to have that much fun because, you know, when you're a chubby kid with strangers going to a pool party. But you know what? It was really hot. I took my shirt off anyway, and I had a blast.
Good. Pool party?
Yeah. Shout out to the Pogners of Stoughton. Wow. Nice pool. It's my cousin Rainey. And by the way, I didn't have to bring food.
She supplied all. This was
a different thing. Everybody kept asking me this weekend, it's not my party, right? I'm like, no, it's not.
LBF is never going to be able to show her face again after that thing.
Go to a party today. The Frucci's in Norton. You know what? They are providing all the food.
You told us the name of the person, so you email me and I'll email you back who it was.
Now, you went to a cookout. This is a cookout pool party too, right?
In Derry, New Hampshire. Yeah, they had a great spread up there. They had all the meat. They had all the salads and the pool.
Listen. You know, I love how the guy who has central air and a pool keeps pointing out to the three of us, hey, did you put your air conditioners in? Did you go to somebody else's pool? Thanks, Lauren.
Really
appreciate it. No, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fine. Had I been home, you would have all been involved.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm sure.
But listen, Brian Bell went up to Loudoun, and they had like media day at the racetrack, and he won. He's got a trophy here the size of the Prue.
I'll tell you all about it. Maybe with sports at 6:45.
Okay. It's very impressive.
Yes, it was
really, really
good time at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
He's got street cred now.
Yeah.
I want to find out how fast he was actually going around that track. Okay, things we got coming up on the program today. Of course, we have Win a Grand in 60 seconds coming up in about 11 minutes right here to get your morning started the right way. Yankees just hit another home run off of David Price.
I can't wait to talk to Bill Lee today.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to Bill Lee. LeBron James is moving to Los Angeles. Nobody's really surprised by that. Celtics rookie, not off to a great start.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yikes. Let me see. Oh. Friday was the last day you could buy a CD at Best Buy. Ever.
Oh.
But there's still something there available that you won't believe. Who do you trust? They went out and asked like 1,000 people. Of all the people in the world, who do you trust? And you'll be... maybe not so surprised. There aren't that many people trust. Okay? We're going to try to teach you how to cool down your car. The fastest way to cool down your car, because did you get in your car this weekend? It was incredibly hot. Yep. Well, we're going to teach you how to cool it down the right way and get you all ready for the 4th of July and fireworks all coming up this morning right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is when the action really starts to heat up. When a grand in 60 seconds is on the air.
Okay.
Our player this morning is Natalie Breen. She's a commercial real estate specialist from Medford, Massachusetts. And she says she thinks she is going to win a grand in 60 seconds. Good morning, Natalie, and welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, Natalie, make Medford proud, all right, Nat?
I will, Hank. You got it.
You know how this goes. LBF is going to take 60 seconds to ask you 10 questions. At any time, you can say pass and move on. You get through all these questions within 60 seconds, and you get them all right, you get $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. And, of course, if you say pass, if you have time left over, we'll let you come back and pick them up before the buzzer goes off. In the meantime, you'll hear this annoying tick, tick, ticking in the background, indicating the time is running by very rapidly. At the end, annoying buzzer lets you know the time is up. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
LBF, are you ready with the questions?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Spell July.
J-U-L-Y.
What does Cinderella leave behind at the ball?
Her shoe.
Martin Sheen played President Bartlett in what TV series?
Pass.
What is the Tom Hanks movie with the line, I'm the captain now?
Pass.
Which continent is the Sahara Desert located on?
Africa.
True or false? Toxophobia is a fear of taxis.
False.
What number must be added to 67 to make 72?
5.
Which superhero's secret identity is Peter Parker?
Superman.
How many planets are between Earth and the Sun?
2.
Name the only American state to have a name that's one syllable.
Maine.
Martin Sheen played President Bartlett in what TV series?
West Wing.
What is the Tom Hanks movie with the line, I'm the captain?
Captain Phillips.
Whoa!
So close!
You were so close!
Yep, you did a good job on that. How many did we get right there?
Nine right.
Nine right. Okay, nine out of ten.
That was impressive, Natalie. I mean, my God.
The only fault, the only screw up was?
Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Not Superman.
Spider-Man.
That's Clark Kent, just so you know.
Okay, good job. For you.
Wow. Great job. Really great job. I mean, I'm a little sad for you. I'm sorry.
But in a way, she's happy, too, because she's that kind of woman.
Okay. Well, so, it's my money.
Okay. Here we go. Natalie, for you, a family... This is your consolation prize. A family four-pack of pass to the NHRA New England Nationals. That's really a great, great show, by the way. July 6th through the 8th, New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire. And for more information than anybody else, you can go on to the NHRA.com. Natalie, have yourself a great 4th of July. Enjoy the race, and thanks for being a member of the nation, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Good job,
Nat.
Natalie.
You did Medford good today. Anybody else, if you want to play, all you got to do is sign up, because it's easy to play. It's just not easy to win.
Right?
Win a grand in 60 seconds right here at WROR, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay, everybody, let's not waste any of your time. Let's get you right straight to your 620 Monday Morning Men from AM. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's an extreme heat wave in Maine. Lem and Aphis are working at the sawmill, and we hear...
Oh, boy, something really stinks around here.
Yeah, if you ask me, someone's deodorant ain't working.
Well, it can't be me.
Why's that?
I'm not wearing any.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Coming up next, right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, maybe you can help us solve the confusion here. When's the weekend? I mean, it's a holiday here. I hate it when a holiday falls in the middle of the week.
Wednesday holidays are the worst.
I know. Do you take the weekend before, or do you take the weekend after? We will try to solve this mystery for you in just minutes. It's easy to be hot-blooded with temperatures like we've had for the past couple of days. So how did everybody stay cool this week? And pool party, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Did. Okay.
A nice holiday weekend?
Well, that's the question.
I was so annoyed with, like, I'd watch the news and they're like, oh, big holiday weekend. I'm like,
no,
really?
Nah.
I don't know.
And was it this past weekend or is it this weekend coming up? And the pressure, this Wednesday holiday thing is just messing me up completely.
Okay. Now,
because we have a weekend in the middle of two weekends, really.
Right.
We
according to AAA, the official holiday weekend, according to AAA, is this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming.
That's not a weekend. That's a weekend. Yeah. I don't know.
An extended weekend.
You know, like if you have to come to work on Thursday, it's not like you're going to be out partying Wednesday night.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I got a feeling a lot of people are going to take Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And when? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What are you trying to tell us, Lauren?
Well, that's good. Could be. Could be.
But I guess Friday and Monday. Are Friday and Monday's the best days to have a 4th of July?
Absolutely,
think?
Yes.
The only time a Wednesday holiday is awesome is when you're in school.
And it's Christmas.
And it's Christmas, and you get
okay,
2 weeks
good.
Off.
That's good.
And it's amazing. But everything, first of all, every other holiday on a Wednesday stinks, and growing up stinks.
other than that, it's absolutely perfect.
All right, you
but
can
have
work.
A nice weekend.
You can work on Wednesday then.
Okay, yeah. I can give you, okay, this is proof that this past weekend was not really a holiday weekend. So I go up to Lake Winnipesaukee this past weekend. And so I'm coming back last night, you know, and I left there about 5:30, something like that. I thought this is going to be a horrible ride because I know the Hampton Tolls are going to be backed all the way up. You get down and try to hit 128. It's going to be a nightmare and all this stuff. And so I take off.
You really left with a good attitude.
I had a perfect attitude. Feeling really good about it. Oh, this is going to really suck. And so I get to the Hampton Tolls wide open. I mean, why? I mean, 65 miles an hour through the Hampton Tolls. And I'm thinking, wow, this is remarkable. What's going on here?
I think that's the right attitude to go into the traffic, though. You know that it's going to be bad. I mean, if you go into it like,
low
this
expectations.
Is going to be great. No one's going to be on the road. And then you get stuck. You're even... more
but it
upset.
Can actually turn me in a bad mood because I'm like, well, everyone's on vacation, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. That'll tick you off.
Isn't that nice?
Guess I'm the only sucker going home.
Okay, so I think that we should right now declare that this is the official weekend coming up.
All right.
All right. Go
ahead.
Seeing
as how the last weekend is over with.
I still don't have Thursday and Friday.
Make a fancy declaration. Go ahead.
Okay. We hereby declare this is the weekend coming up. Well, good morning. This is the Lorna Whiting Morning Radio Program. Okay. Have you ever done something really, really, really exciting and then been really, really successful? You know, we have Brian Bell has the Wicked Fast podcast along with Timmy G here all the time, WRR, for people into NASCAR.
Yeah.
So he gets to go up to NASCAR, up to Loudon this weekend, and drive in one of those incredibly fast vehicles out there, okay?
Yeah, so they had, like, the Rusty Wallace driving experience all weekend up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So Friday was the Media Racing Challenge day. So Timmy G and I, we're Wicked Fast Podcast. We're like, we got to go and represent. So we went up, and, oh, my God, it was so much fun.
How fast did you drive?
You cutting right to that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what kind of questions I should ask.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is like they give you like a ride along with the guy who kind of does it all the time, and you're going around the corners, and you're like on two wheels and sliding. Oh, it's like
really
scary.
Are you scared?
Oh, very scared.
Yeah. So I'm driving around in the ride along, and I'm like, oh my God, there's no way I can do this. I can't get in this car. Oh my God, this is insane. This is insane. I was thinking about you, LBF.
Yeah.
LBF would never do this. This is crazy. What am I doing?
But at least you had a helmet on.
I had a helmet on.
Yep. Well, you know what? That's a good start.
And it was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Okay.
I mean, in the cars, it was about 125 degrees.
Oh my God.
So then it came to be my turn to drive. And we're doing a challenge where you had to do, we had six laps, your fastest lap, and then you had to do a pit challenge where you change the tire on the car.
Oh, yeah. Really?
We don't do that the fastest. So
I'm out.
Yeah. So
right. Yeah. So she pulls into the pit and calls AAA.
Yeah.
So I get into the car to drive, and I got to drive the 46 City Chevy from Days of Thunder, the movie, the Cole Trickle car.
The movie. The movie.
It was spectacular.
Like the Paul Newman, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. So I drove the car that Tom Cruise drove in that movie.
You're kidding me?
It was all painted up like that. It looked awesome. And I got in, and I was so nervous. And they strap you down, and the straps are so tight you can't breathe. And I literally couldn't breathe. I was about to put my helmet on. I go, you know what? Could you just loosen the straps for just a second? And they loosened the straps, and I was like, okay, now tighten them back up.
Oh, wow.
I was so nervous.
Yeah.
And you get in the thing, and, you know, it's a four-speed. You get out there, and, oh, my God, it was amazing. It's so much fun. My fastest lap was 41 seconds. All right, so like the track qualifying record, for some perspective, is 27 seconds.
So my average
lap was 93 miles an hour. So on the backs, in the front.
You're doing well over 100 on the
On the straightaways, I was doing over 100. And then,
You know what? As a mother, I kind of want to yell at you.
Here's the announcement.
Our runner-up for our media challenge for 2018, and again, this was 5/100ths of a second separating these two drivers. At 41:32, WMUR's Sean McDonald is this year. Which means our 2018 champion this year, Brian Bell.
Unbelievable.
Wicked Fast and our fastest tire changer as well.
Congratulations.
It was my pit stop that did it.
Okay. Was it?
34 seconds to change a tire.
That's pretty
good. Awesome.
Okay. They could have used somebody changing a tire on David Price because the wheels came off early.
It came off before the race even started last night in the Bronx. David Price continues to suffer from what I call Holland Tunnel Syndrome.
Yep.
He
yep.
just cannot beat the Yankees. Yep. Just can't. Yankees launched 5 home runs, scored 8 runs off the whiny lefty in 3 1/3 innings. They crushed the Red Sox 11-1 last night at Yankee Stadium. Yanks hit 6 home runs in the night. Aaron Hicks, 3 of them. Yanks took 2 of 3 this weekend, so the Sox and the Pinstripes tied for first place in the American League East. You can go to WROR.com if you want to see the David Price carnage, and it's not pretty. Sox and Nationals tonight in D.C. 9-3 Rick Porcello goes for the Sox against the Nationals ace, Max Scherzer. 10-4. We'll talk to Bill Lee coming up at 8:40. See what he thinks about
David Price. LeBron James, now a Los Angeles Lakers, signed a four-year, $154 million contract to leave Cleveland again. Celtics first-round draft pick Robert Williams. You know, he missed his first phone conference after he was drafted.
Yep.
He missed his flight and then the first summer league practice with the Celtics rookies. Team said they'll handle any discipline internally. This guy could be a problem. Aaron Baines has re-signed with the Celtics, though. Celt center, 2 years, $11 million total. Bruins have signed goalie Yaroslav Halak to a two-year deal to back up Tuukka Rask. Meanwhile, the Bruins missed out on the John Tavares sweepstakes. The former Islander superstar signed with the Maple Leafs, 7 years, $77 million. World Cup soccer knockout stage today. Brazil against Mexico, Belgium facing Japan. And in the middle of a heat wave, Wimbledon gets underway in London.
Okay, LB is telling me that over the weekend that she had her first time ever eating avocado ice cream. Not a big fan. And speaking of ice cream, that's what the Bellbuster's all about today.
Yeah, Piper's home working at an ice cream place for the summer, and her parents wanted to get her with a Brian Bellbuster. So I called with a lot of really good suggestions.
I had some ideas for some new flavors. I know that, like, lobster ice cream is very popular. But I think it's really like last season. I think if you went with tuna fish ice cream, you know, mayo's already cold.
That is an idea.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Piper's home from college for the summer and working at an ice cream place, and her parents wanted to get her a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday. So I'm going to call with some suggestions for her ice cream place.
Ice cream, this is Piper. How can I help you?
Hey, Piper, how are you? This is Jerry.
I'm good. Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. I come to your place all the time. Great ice cream.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
I've actually been putting things in the suggestion box for a long time, and no one has gotten back to me, so I thought I would give you a call with some of my suggestions.
Yeah, sure.
I think that, you know, you guys use the styrofoam cups. I think we could be a lot more earth-friendly with, like, a more recyclable cup, if possible. That would be great. You got to care about the environment.
I will write that down.
You can get recyclable spoons, and really the straws are a big problem right now. Even Tom Brady was talking about it. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not.
Yeah. They make these straws that you can get, like, out of paper. They pretty much disintegrate by the time you're done with your drink. But if you drink really fast, they work great. So you
great.
Look into those. You ever see, like, at Fenway, they serve ice cream in, like, a batting helmet, a little miniature batting helmet?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you had, like, an actual batting helmet, you could call it, like, the big slugger, and, you know, you could hold, like, probably 30 scoops of ice cream.
That'd be great.
I like a lot of ice cream.
I am so sorry to interrupt you.
Do you guys have, like, any new flavors coming? Because I had some ideas for some new flavors. I know that, like, lobster ice cream is very popular. But I think it's really, like, last season. I think if you went with more of, like, a tuna fish ice cream, you know, mayo's already cold.
That is an idea.
Do you know what the flavor of the season is right now?
No, I do not.
Pickle is the flavor of the season. So I think a nice pickle ice cream would be delicious.
I think that would be really great. Pass that along. Well, thank you so much for
Have you ever thought of, like, a sriracha or, like, a ghost pepper? It could be, like, spice cream instead of ice cream. You know, really hot ice cream.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Tom Brady's avocado ice cream?
Not, no.
You know, and avocados are getting a lot of publicity for it, but you know what I think is not getting a lot of publicity these days is asparagus. And I think people are afraid of asparagus ice cream because it might make their pee smell.
Did
you get all this written down?
I do have that written down?
Sure.
I have it
written down. Think maybe like a nice clam, you know, a steamers and butter crunch? God. Would that be a good flavor for the summer?
Not for me, but maybe
fried clams.
Oh God! Thank you so much.
What do you think you'd put in, like, a Lauren and Wally ice cream?
What did you say?
Like a Brian Bellbuster parfait.
No way.
Hey, Piper, this is Brian Bell from Lauren and Wally.
Oh, my God. I was like, who is this guy? Why won't you stop talking?
Your parents, David and Gail, wanted to say happy birthday with a Brian Bell buster, so we thought he'd call you at work.
Thanks.
Have a great summer. Thanks for listening to WROR and the Lorna Wally Show, and keep scooping.
Okay, cool. I love you guys, by the way.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorna and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Coming up next, right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. I think that LBF would consider this to be a cautionary tale for you men. And it's a story about Brian Bell and how he completely screwed up his summer vacation. Don't try this at home, friends. This is a special report on my summer vacation and how to screw it up. So, tell everybody what happened.
Yeah, here's how I screwed up my summer vacation. Okay, so my wife, with her job, she's going to be away for 10 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. Down in Washington, D.C. doing stuff. So I'm taking a week off to be home with the kids. And it's not like a fun week with the kids. Yeah. We're like, hey, let's go to Canobie Lake. Right, let's do it. Like, I have to drive the kids to where they need to be.
Right, then
pick them up when I am supposed to pick them up and make them lunches and do all that stuff, right?
That sounds tiring to me.
It is. Exhausting. Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, okay. So I knew that was coming. No problem. Then here's where I made my critical mistake. Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Buddy of mine was building a deck, and I went over and helped him for 2 days.
Yeah.
Over Memorial Day weekend.
Right, yeah.
So at the end of that weekend, I came home and was relaxing out on our deck, which could use a little work.
Okay, especially after the new deck looks really, really good, and you're just looking a little shabby now. Huh?
I mean, I have gone to the emergency room with one of my children with a giant splinter from this deck because not in great shape.
Okay.
So we're sitting there on our not in great shape deck, and my wife says, you know, when I'm away, maybe you could rehab this deck.
Right.
Yeah. You just spent 2 days of our long weekend at our friend's house doing his deck.
Yep.
She's like, really. So that's where I stepped in it. And I'm like, okay, great. I'll do that. So I've been planning this. So last weekend I went and ordered everything.
Big store
and ordered everything. And then this weekend another friend rehabbed a deck. I wish people would stop posting pictures on Facebook of this. And my wife said, oh, look at this railing. This railing looks really nice.
A lot nicer than what you chose.
It is not the railing that I chose and have already ordered and is going to be delivered Friday. I'm like, oh, do you want me to change it? No, it's your project. You do what you want to do. But that one looks really nice. So I'm going to order new railings today.
Of course you are.
But you know the buddy that you helped?
Yeah.
Is he coming to help you?
Oh, that's a great question, Hank. He's away on the Cape.
What about your dad? Okay. He helps
my dad,
you.
Yeah, he was a shop teacher. He built stuff all the time. I called him. He's away in Maine.
In Maine, yeah. Okay.
So at least the 90-degree weather is going to break by Friday, right?
No, you're going to be right in the teeth of it.
No.
Wow.
Well, so now my dilemma is, do I blame the place that I ordered this stuff for not being able to deliver it in time and just tell my wife, sorry, honey, I don't think I changed the order. It's going to be another week on delivery. What do you think? And have a nice relaxing week?
I think that's the way to go.
You think?
Well, if she listens to this show, no. But she doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen to this show.
Okay, well, I think we're good to go then. I think you got a week off and do it absolutely.
All right, good.
All right.
Okay.
I thought I'd screwed it up. I'm okay.
Okay, coming up next, we got your 720 man from Maine. And Lemony will see an actual hang glider for the first time, and a little confusion ensues. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Show. It's time for your 720 men from Maine, everybody. So let's get right to it. Here we
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemonifa's good friend Titus Buxton has decided to take up hang gliding. Titus grasps the hang glider, runs straight toward the edge of a cliff on Blackstrap Mountain, and takes the leap. He immediately starts gliding, soaring majestically on the currents of the warm Maine air. Meanwhile, Lemonifus are sitting in the dooryard enjoying a few tall frosties, and we hear...
My God, Ephus, look at the size of that bird up there.
Hey, it's a good thing I got my shotgun right here. Let me shoot him down.
Following the shots, the glider continues to soar majestically overhead.
Hey, Evis, I don't think you hit that big bird.
Well, that may be, but at least I made him drop Titus.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lord and Wally Morning Show. Past weekend, did you get in your car and go, oh my God, it's like boiling hot in here. What am I going to do? What's the fastest way to cool this thing down? Do you think you know the fastest way to cool down a hot car? Bet you don't. We're going to demonstrate exactly how it should be done coming up in just minutes. So we're out driving this weekend. You know, you maybe at the mall or something like that, and you parked your car. You parked your car in the sun, and it was just beating down. It was boiling hot. So you get in your car, and you go, oh, my God, it is unbelievable here. What's the quickest way to cool this thing down? So I'm going to give you some options this morning and see if you really know the quickest way to get your car temperature down, you know, down to where it's comfortable. I'll give you options here. Okay, option number one, you get in your car and you start the car up and you turn the AC on as high as you can turn it on and you just sit there and let the thing start working, okay? Okay, yeah, there's option number one. Option number two, you blast the AC as high as you can get it and then you drive around with the windows down and let the air circulate through.
Right.
That's a good one.
Okay, option three, you blast the AC and you drive around with the windows up. Okay, what do you think that's going to do for you? Okay.
Like it takes longer. Oh, yeah. If you have a convertible, you
I know.
Throw the top down immediately.
Yep. And then, yeah, that's what I do. Or an automatic starter helps.
Automatic starter.
I've started doing that.
Yeah, it's smart, isn't it?
You don't think about it in the summer.
No, you don't.
But when your AC's cranked in the car, and then you start the car, you know, while you're still in the store or something.
I am the automatic car starter in my family.
Hey, start the car, will you?
Okay. Yeah, which one of the options would you have used there, Hank? Okay, everybody, you're thinking about this in your car this morning.
I would put all the windows down and turn the AC up high.
Okay, that's option number two, okay?
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense.
It does make sense, doesn't it, okay? But you're wrong. As a matter of fact, none of those are the right way to do it. Here is the actual way to do it. Now, just make a little mental note of this. Now, I'm going to admit, you're going to look really stupid and foolish if you try this in a public parking lot or something like that, which, you know, can probably be the case. But the first thing you do, you get to your car, you throw your key in there, and you lower the passenger side window. You leave the other windows all up.
Okay.
Passenger side window comes down. And then you grab the driver's side door, and you open and close it all the way real fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six.
Like
seven,
you're working
eight.
A bellows
exactly.
At the,
exactly.
The smithy shop.
Okay, you're pumping the air, you know, through that little window that you have open on the inside. And then you immediately start the car, you roll that window out, you get in, you close the door, and you take off with all the windows up, and you drive off and drive with the air completely blowing as fast as it can, all the windows up. Now, the reason you do this is when you do the bellows kind of thing with the door, It serves as a bellows and causes some kind of a scientific suction in your car that pumps the hot air out. And then it's going to cool it much faster.
Oh, I would advise you to watch your fingers.
Yes.
That's right.
Don't
slam the door right away, okay?
And
you're going to look stupid. There's no question about it.
And don't let your wife sit in the passenger seat while you're doing that because the hot air will blow all over her.
That's right. Okay. So that's the thing to try. Today, when you get out and you walk in your car, You will look stupid. There's no question about it, but it will work. Okay,
all right. So,
and we'll do a Facebook Live after the show this morning.
We'll go see if it will
see
cool
if it
off
really
your
works,
car.
And we'll show you exactly how to do it. Okay, so stand by for that. Now we got dirty laundry coming up. A lot of stuff going on in dirty laundry
it's
here.
Particularly filthy today. We've got a star who has to undergo a paternity test to see if he's somebody's baby daddy.
Ooh.
And also a famous person with a line of S&M stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, who could this possibly be?
You will never guess.
Wally Brown.
Really?
Yes!
Okay, everybody, let's get you right into your dirty laundry report this morning here, your 745 dirty laundry report. And we can start it by telling you that the absolute positively worst time to drive over the holiday weekend, which is defined as tomorrow through this coming Sunday, is tomorrow afternoon from 3:30 to 6:30.
Good to know.
Okay.
All right. This is brought to you by Tempur-Pedic Beds, and we got baby daddy Owen Wilson, Handmaid's Horror, and Whips and Chains excite this star.
Oh, boy.
But this is so fabulous. Owen Wilson has to undergo a paternity test to determine if he is the father of this random woman's child. He already has two sons with two ex-girlfriends. And this is what's pretty hilarious about it. Supposedly a pregnant woman reached out to him, claiming he's the father of the unborn child. And he's like, all right.
Wow.
He's agreed to take the paternity test. Like, I just picture, like, all right, I'll take a paternity test. We'll see what happens. Hmm. Stars are just so different. Anyway, he's been a great father to his two boys. If the paternity test establishes that he's the father of another child, he will fulfill all of his obligations to support the child. Yada, yada, yada. My goodness, doesn't anybody know about prophylactics? Okay.
Then he'll have to do another wedding scratcher.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu.
Yes.
I loved the first season. This season, I truly haven't been able to get up the courage to watch it.
It's very scary.
Because it's scary, it's dystopian, it's also feels slightly true. And so I get nervous and anxious, and I need like gallons of wine to get through it. But it must be really, really hard to film it. I mean, you know, so what are the people who are on The Handmaid's Tale, what do they do to get through these sort of sad
harrowing
days? Yes. Well, I'll tell you. Taylor Swift and The Bachelor. They listen to Taylor Swift on breaks, and then they watch The Bachelor to calm down. You know, when Jennifer Lawrence was filming Mother, which was this really intense movie, she took breaks and would just watch Kardashians. Like, that's what she did. You need mindless. Yeah, not to say that Taylor Swift is mindless, but The Bachelor is definitely mindless.
Definitely mindless, yeah.
It's like sorbet for your brain.
It is. It really is. Okay, and finally, whips and chains excite this pop star. Yes.
Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. I mean, you never know.
Roseanne?
No. No. Whoa.
Oh.
No, Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
So she has she has a lingerie line. I had no idea, but she's added to her Savage X Fenty lingerie line accessories with an X. See what she did there? Uh-huh. And you know what they come with? Fetish-friendly products include fuzzy handcuffs, satin restraints, and a whip. This is great and key. Small enough to fit in your handbag.
Wow.
Okay.
They have a riding crop. The riding crop sold out immediately, but will be restocked. Anyway, just so you know, I just want to. I'm just dispensing information and not judging.
Oh, good. My wife's birthday is in 2 weeks.
Hopefully, the riding crops are back in by then.
Yeah, I hope so. A bale of hay.
Okay. Oh my God!
Just
whatever.
For myself.
Whatever. Wow, did you hear what these tickets are good for? Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers together. One incredible show. Good luck. Get that dialing going right now. 617-931-1057 right here at WRO. So we get this guy on the line with his name, Joe DiCicco, and he's from Bill Ricketts. So we'll start off by saying, good morning, Joe. How you doing today?
Good. I'm doing well.
Great. Okay. Joe, do you know what you're going to be doing this weekend?
This weekend here?
Yeah.
Hanging out and having fun.
Yep.
Oh.
You're going to be hanging out, having fun, seeing the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan together at a great concert at the Xfinity Center. Pretty good deal, huh?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, thanks a million for being a member of the nation. You have yourself a great day. And stay cool today and enjoy the show, okay?
Thank you very much. You guys have a good week.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe. Good luck to you. Okay, everybody, stand by because coming up next, we're going to have somebody on the radio who's going to try to win a grand in 60 seconds right here at WROR.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is when it really gets difficult. Can it be done? Can someone win a grand in 60 seconds? Standing by on the line with us now this morning is our contestant. Her name is Angela Rosa. She works at Gem Auto Parts. And Angela, well, first of all, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you on the show this morning. And I understand that you're headed off for a big adventure today. Is that true?
Yeah, we're taking a big summer vacation today.
Heading off on summer vacation. Where are you going to go?
Hershey Park.
Oh,
fun.
Wow.
Where the lampposts are shaped like Hershey Kisses.
Oh, it smells so good there.
Yeah. But everything's so sticky.
Yeah, especially in the heat.
Bring a gallon of milk.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here's what's going to happen to you now. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 1 minute. If you don't know one, you can simply say pass. We'll go back to it if we have time left at the end. If you get all 10 right within 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. It is that simple. Are you ready to play before you head off to Hershey?
I am.
Okay, LBF, do you have all your questions prepared?
I do.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is 44 divided by 4?
11.
Who played the character Jack Bauer on TV's 24?
Pass.
Who is credited with the original American flag design?
Betsy Ross.
How many minutes are in a regulation period of NHL hockey?
15.
Nicole Polizzi goes by what nickname on television?
Snooki.
What is the name of the final book in the Harry Potter series?
The Deathly Hallows.
Who was president of the United States after Richard Nixon?
Pass.
How much is LeBron James' reported contract with the LA Lakers?
Pass.
The Rolling Hills Golf and Tennis Club in Davie, Florida was called Bushwood Country Club in what classic movie?
Oh, Caddyshack.
What is the strongest known magnet in the universe?
Pass.
Who played the character Jack Bauer on TV's 24?
Kiefer Sutherland.
How many? Okay. Whoa.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. You missed one, and we passed on the Browns. So let's bring up to speed. What do you got here?
Okay. What the strongest known magnet in the universe is a magnetar. The LeBron James reported contract with the LA Lakers is for $154 million. Woo. Gerald Ford was the president after Richard Nixon. And there are 20 minutes in a regulation period of NHL hockey.
But wow. For you, a consolation prize.
Yeah, well done.
You have won a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. Oh. The July issue of Stop and Shop Saver magazine, available online now. Local heroes spotlight all things fresh and local, people, produce, and products. And you can enjoy that and have yourself a great trip to Hershey and a fabulous vacation. And anybody else, if you want to play, enter to be a contestant now. Simply log on to WRR.com and you could win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Okay, everybody, it's 18 minutes past 8 here. The temperature in Boston is 73 degrees. And coming up right here on the Lorna White Morning Show.
How much cash do you carry on vacation? Because somebody in Boston was carrying a boatload and lost it.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess maybe the question is, what do you think is a reasonable amount of money to be carrying when you're going on vacation? You know, reasonable amount of money.
I have a theory about how much cash I should just carry. Yeah, okay. I never carry cash, by the way. Just ask any member of my family. That's quite annoying. But I always think that you should never carry around more money in your purse than your purse is worth. It's just a weird math thing. So I never spend more than $30 on a bag. I'm not one of these people who has like fancy bags.
Yeah.
So I usually only have like $30.
$30
on vacation, okay. I mean, I just use your ATM now, and you use, you know, your credit cards and stuff like that.
Hank, do you ever carry cash on vacation?
Maybe $100 at the very most.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Brian, same with you.
Never more.
Usually a couple $100.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
You're worth knocking over the head.
Hey, sure. because you really don't need a whole lot of cash, because I carry enough cash to, like, if you're flying, you want to tip the, the baggage guy.
Yeah.
If you're going to take an Uber, maybe you want to get the Uber guy, side. But you can take on your credit card. You got to tip a bellman or something like that.
You're staying in fancy places. You don't.
I don't do
anything.
So anyway,
the reason I bring this up is because this person in Cambridge, from Georgia, was visiting Boston.
Yeah.
And she lost her purse. It was filled with credit cards and $8,000 in cash.
Now we're talking LeBron James kind of money.
I mean, and so she's in Cambridge, and this guy jumps off the shuttle bus. He's going to work, and he goes to get a cup of coffee. He looks down, sees the purse, and then goes into the Dunkin' Donuts, opens it up, sees a name, sees a woman crying in the corner, yells out her name, gives the money back and the whole thing to her. She was so happy.
Oh my God. I mean, whoa, lucky. Wait a minute. He just happened to go into the same...
He jumped off the shuttle bus,
was
about to open up the door to Dunkin' Donuts, looked on the ground, saw the purse,
went
into the Dunkin' Donuts, yelled the woman's name, who was crying in the corner, and just was so lucky.
So not only does she carry $8,000 in her bag, she puts it down?
She dropped it. It was outside the Dunks, It was
like she doesn't have a cross body bag with a duct tape to her. Like,
that's what I don't understand.
When you have that kind of
money, I would strap it to my body like I was going to the airport. I don't get it. And there's no explanation on why she had that kind of money. She's just a tourist from Georgia with her two teenage kids.
Says.
But I don't know. What do you need that much cash for?
That sounds like laundering money, right?
Anyway, a shout out to Mark Trocchio, because he was the one who found the wallet and immediately returned it and admitted that he wasn't always like that. that. He had a drug and alcohol problem, and he's been clean and sober. And he's clean and sober for 17 years, former Marine, and did the right thing. And he said that he knew what it felt like to lose his wallet, but he only had about $8 in his wallet when that happened, not 8,000.
Yeah, right. Gave him a nice reward.
She offered to give him a reward, but he didn't take it.
That's a good guy.
Yeah.
That is a good guy.
But don't carry that much cash, people. Jeez.
I wonder where she's staying in the city.
Yeah, maybe her bag's worth like 10 grand.
Yeah, could be.
Maybe. That's the difference. Maybe it's an Hermes bag.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to ask Bill the Spaceman Lee the question everybody's want to know after this weekend. What the hell happened to David Price? What's going on? The Spaceman is next, right here at 105.7 WROR. Okay, we got some good news, we got some bad news for you this morning. Okay, first of all, the bad news. We can't talk to Bill Lee right now because he's running behind schedule. But the good news is we have somebody who is also a great pitcher who can shed some light on this. Because I don't know if you all know this, but Hank was a he pitched baseball even in college.
I did. I pitched 1 year of baseball at Boston University. I was so bad, I didn't even get back to the baseball team reunion. Didn't even get an invite.
As a matter of fact, I believe the year after you pitched there, they abandoned the baseball program.
They did. I single-handedly wrecked the Boston University baseball program. I did get the first win of the season, though. We were 0-14, and I beat Sal Verigina College.
Wow.
Very good.
Finished up 5-30 on the year. It was a very unimpressive season.
So we thought we would come to you because I know that you do have you have your theories on David Price, and because
you hate him so much.
No, I don't have hate for him.
I don't know.
He's just so snarky and he gets so annoyed with people. And I don't like that last year he basically taunted the legendary Dennis Eckersley in front of all the players on the plane.
He
has what I call Lincoln Tunnel Syndrome. He cannot pitch against the Yankees in New York City.
Can't go through the Lincoln Tunnel.
I don't think mentally he can get there. I think he's a small market pitcher. He's fine in Tampa Bay. He was okay up in Toronto. Spent a little time in Detroit, but he can't pitch on a big stage.
Okay, now here's what I can understand, Hank.
He can't do it.
The guy's had, like, in the past, you know, he's had, like, 7-8 really great outings in a row, and then he goes back to New York, which he bailed out on the last time because his finger felt funny.
Yeah, you have to remember, the first time he pitched at Yankee Stadium, he gave up 4 runs in the first inning.
That's right. Yep.
And then came out. And then the next time he was scheduled to pitch, he didn't pitch at all.
Right. Yeah.
Because of the so-called, you know, carpal tunnel syndrome from playing Fortnite video games. And last night, he had to get it done. We got him to do 2 things: beat the Yankees and win in October. And he can't do any of them.
Okay.
Makes $31 million a year. LBF, what do you think about this guy?
I can't believe he makes $31 million a year. That's ridiculous.
It's a lot of money. It's $9,000 per pitch.
We're talking LeBron James.
He was throwing meatballs last night.
You're right.
I don't even know.
He gave up 5 home runs. They were bigger
than like meatballs.
I just like meatballs, and I love it when people make meatball references.
Okay. As a guy who gave up a lot of home runs, I mean, I gave up 10 runs in the Little League All-Star game.
How does it feel?
Against Swampscott.
You realize, you understand this. Sort of
and
thing,
I did it for free.
Okay. Okay, so
what a bargain!
You think it's psychological?
Yeah, I think he needs either a psychiatrist or a sports psychologist who can help get into his head to figure out a way.
That's
to
a job
it differently. Oh yeah,
that's a job.
Oh yeah, you haven't heard about
a sports psychologist?
Oh, yeah, that's a big job.
Cup?
No, I don't watch sports movies except Bull Durham.
Look up Len Zukowski. He's my good friend. He's one of the best in the world.
Sports psychologist. Just could they make me like sports?
Yes.
They can't work miracles.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things they can do. Some things are completely impossible.